Good morning, everyone. Two big national security stories this morning. One broke last night, actually. Dennis Blair, the director of national intelligence, is out effective today. The first high-ranking member of the Obama national security team to depart. And it's not made Republican Kit Bond, a senator from Missouri, happy.
He's been squeezed out by turf wars. He has been undercut by the White House on a number of occasions, and the Attorney General has taken over the handling of terrorists.
Well, we will examine that theory with our next guest, Daphna Linzer, who's a senior reporter for ProPublica. Good morning, Daphna.
Good morning.
First things, though, the story that broke this morning is an elaboration on the Times Square bomber investigation. On Wednesday, the Los Angeles Times reported that a Pakistani major was arrested and that that person reportedly had contact with defendant Faisal Shahzad, the alleged Times Square bomber. Now you at ProPublica are reporting that this major is indeed arrested, did indeed have contact, and perhaps knew about the Times Square bombing plot, possibly even months in advance. So get us up to date, first of all, on the Faisal Shahzad story.
Sure. There's a lot of interesting developments. And as you said, this is a story that's been moving very quickly right from the beginning. And we are learning more, including the possibility that this Pakistani major, this is a senior position in the Pakistani military, may have also been involved in the financing of the plot, may have helped Shahzad get money from Karachi to help finance his purchase of equipment and other things that he needed in order to carry out the plot. Other aspects that we're learning, which are very interesting, is a little bit more about what exactly the role and connection was between Shahzad and the Pakistani Taliban. We've had senior White House officials, including the Attorney General, say that the Pakistani Taliban not only financed and supported the plot, but perhaps directed it. I think administration officials are learning more. They now believe that really it was Shahzad who sought out the Taliban, looking for support, looking for favors, rather than the Taliban, say, recruiting Shahzad or choosing his target or the timing. In other words, most of that was left to Shahzad himself.
Uh-huh.
Part of what he did was operate as an individual with their support.
And, of course, him being an individual would give plausible deniability to officials inside Pakistan if, indeed, they were outed in some sense. Daphna, explain to me, there's a tripwire in here somewhere where the U.S. is going to have to make a very powerful and negative response to the Pakistani government on this. What do you think in this story suggests that the relationship between Pakistan and the United States might change in some way?
Absolutely. You're right on the money. We're at a very sensitive point, not unlike the point we were just after September 11th, 2001, when the Bush administration sent very senior people. I think at that time they sent the Deputy Secretary of State, Richard Armitage, to have a very stern and frank talk. Also, the head of the CIA went then to have a very stern and frank talk with the Pakistanis about, you know, what they were going to do with al-Qaeda. Well, here we are 9 years later, and we have, again, the director of the CIA and Obama's counterterrorism advisor, John Brennan, on the planes together back to Pakistan with stern warnings. Very, very concerning, obviously, considering that there is already some, you know, U.S. military action inside Pakistan with the use of drones trying to track and trace suspected al-Qaeda members and members of the Taliban.
If you have
government support, you have a different game.
But you also have a different game in that 9 years ago it was Pervez Musharraf they were going to talk to, a military dictator. Now they're talking to a very weak civilian government and military officials. This all comes in the context of Dennis Blair out this morning, the director of national intelligence. In any of your sourcing on this story, do you get a sense of what Kit Bond said at the top of the segment, that there's some kind of all-out turf war going on in the national security establishment?
I think that things have been very strained for a very long time, and I think the tip-off was really in December. After we had the Christmas Day plot, the administration offered out for the public John Brennan, Obama's counterterrorism advisor, and not Dennis Blair. Dennis Blair did not address the public. He did not appear at press conferences. He did go up to the Hill because he is in a confirmed job and must testify before Congress. which he did. He made some very big stumbles in that testimony where he talked about interrogation teams that he was supposed to be setting up. He had sort of discussed that they were working and being part of the investigation for the Christmas Day plotter when, in fact, they were not up and running yet. So I think that Blair has had a very rough go of it. I think Kit Bond is right in that there has been a lot of problems and a lot of tension. There's certainly all been a terrible, terrible turf war between Blair and the CIA director, Leon Panetta, and I think that the administration has been waiting for the right time for Blair to move on.
All right, so best guess, and I don't want you to do any guessing, and I hate to pull you into a speculative zone here, but I can't help but ask this question. Who's running the show? Is it is it Holder over at the Justice Department? Is it Leon Panetta at the CIA? Or is it the very quiet Bob Gates over at the Pentagon on national security in the Obama administration?
Yes, well, I think you've got a really powerful trio there, and I think that it speaks volumes about how well or successful this role of DNI, this role that was created in the wake of the September 11th attacks to coordinate intelligence, may not be as successful as people hoped.
So the DNI job maybe is dead, even if there is a successor, and we're going back to the status quo before 9/11 on the way national security is run?
I think if the Obama administration doesn't want to do that, they're going to have to find a better player and somebody who works better with the rest of the group.
All right. Daphna Linzer, senior reporter for ProPublica, talking about a couple of stories this morning. Dennis Blair is out. The director of national intelligence will be replaced. Announcements of his replacement maybe as early as today. And more elaboration on the alleged Times Square bomber and his connection to a Pakistani major who may have been part of the Taliban in Pakistan, and also who may have known about the plot in Times Square months, weeks before it actually happened.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.